News release. Attorney General Dana Nessel. Lansing, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is reissuing her consumer alert about payment apps and scams as many people use peer-to-peer, P2P, services to send money during the holiday season. Scammers are exploiting these tools through schemes that often involve accidentally sending money to consumers' P2P platforms and then asking for the money back. The Attorney General advises consumers to never send back the money. Instead, they should contact the P2P service about the error. Scammers often use stolen funds that Venmo and other P2P services will eventually flag as fraudulent. A common version of this happens when a scammer uses a stolen credit card number to deposit the funds into a consumer's P2P account. Eventually, the real holder of the credit card may succeed in getting that payment reversed as a fraudulent charge. This means the innocent consumer who returns the supposedly accidental deposit to the fraudster will experience a debit from the credit card company, and any transferred funds will come from the consumer's P2P account balance. Scammers are using every tool at their disposal to steal your money, Nessel said. To stay safe this holiday season, think twice before transferring funds through a payment app, especially if it's to someone you don't know. P2P scams can take many other forms, including scammers impersonating a consumer's bank to alert them about suspicious activity on their account and directing them to send money to themselves or to the bank's address, to reverse a transaction or to verify that the account is not frozen. Fraudsters reaching out to consumers claiming to represent a fraud department or merchant and asking them to confirm information such as their bank account username and password, credit card or debit card data, or social security numbers. Scammers posing as a legitimate business requesting a P2P payment for a product or service. Scammers connecting a stolen credit card to a payment app, then looking for people selling big-ticket items, such as computers, tablets, or cars, online. The scammers will offer to pay for the product using the app. Once the seller accepts the payment and sends the item, they'll soon discover that the payment sent is not to a legitimate buyer, and the money collected is removed from their account. The seller is then without either the item or the money. Fraudsters sending spoofed emails warning that an account is about to be suspended and that the account holder must enter their password on a spoofed web page. The Attorney General reminds consumers to never share their personal information, treat P2P payments like cash, and avoid paying for products until they receive them. Victims of a scam involving P2P payment apps can file a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission. To view all the holiday scam alerts, visit the Department of Attorney General's website. To file a complaint with the Attorney General or get additional information, contact Consumer Protection Team, P.O. Box 30213, Lansing, Michigan, 48909, 517-335-7599, Fax 517-241-3771, Toll free 877-765-8388, Online complaint form.